This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India is not only at the center of discussions about the global future, but also leading the discourses. Addressing a summit organized by a media house in Delhi, Mr. Modi said India enjoys a position globally which it had never enjoyed before. He noted that the confidence in India is stronger than ever, be it major nations or global platforms.
Aaj duniya ke bade desh ho, duniya ke bade manch ho, Bharat ko lekar jis vishwas se bhare hue hain, ye pehle kabhi nahi tha. Ye Paris mein AI एक्शन समिट के दौरान हुए डिस्कशन में भी रिफ्लेक्ट हुआ है. आज भारत ग्लोबल फ्यूचर से जुड़े विमर्श के सेंटर में है और कुछ चीजों में उसे लीड भी कर रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi asserted that India has been on a rapid development path ever since 2014. He pointed out that in just a decade, India became one of the top five economies of the world. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the coming years. He added that India missed the first three industrial revolutions but is ready to move forward with the world in the fourth. President Draupadi Murmu said that innovators and entrepreneurs must not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities. The president advised the youth not to forget the importance of small-scale traditional solutions. She said that often the problems around us do not need any big technological intervention. Speaking at the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, Mesra, in Ranchi this afternoon, the president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat. The third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate the age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi inaugurated at Namo Ghat in Varanasi today. This 10-day event highlights the significant contributions of Sage Agastya to the Siddh system of medicine, Bharatiya Chikitsa, classical Tamil literature, and also his contributions in the cultural unity of the nation. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan inaugurated the event. Addressing the program, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam is showcasing our unity in diversity and strengthening the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to be a part of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Kashi Tamil Sangamam is a celebration of the timeless civilizational bonds between Kashi and Tamil Nadu. He added that this forum brings together the spiritual, cultural and historical connections that have flourished for centuries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Norwegian Finance Minister and incoming chair of Munich Security Conference Jens Stoltenberg in Munich today. They had a useful exchange on the evolving global security architecture. Dr. Jaishankar also met Argentina's Foreign and Trade Minister Gerardo Huertain on the sidelines of Munich Security Conference. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed further expansion in India-Argentina trade and investment. They also shared perspectives on global affairs. An outreach program for Waves 2025 was held at the Berlin Film Festival 2025 today. The Indian delegation engaged with major film producers from around the world participating in the European film market. The session served as a platform to showcase India's unique blend of the ancient heritage and modern technological advancements. Film industry leaders at Berlin Film Festival have been invited to participate in the Waves 2025 summit. In hockey, the Indian men's team lost to Spain 1-3 in their first match of the FIH Men's Pro League at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar tonight. With this, Spain avenged their Paris Olympics bronze medal loss to India. India will look to bounce back tomorrow when they take on Spain again in the double header. And that is the end of this news bulletin.